Independent physicians in Maine say they have so far been left out of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, as have their patients. Some say older patients are either unwilling or unable to go to larger vaccination sites, and federally qualified health centers are expressing similar concerns. Though they're receiving vaccines, they say more doses should be directed to their community-based clinics, which work with underserved populations. Patty White has our story.
Dr. Catherine Galbraith has 500 patients over the age of 70 at her primary care practice in Limerick. They're eager to get the vaccine, she says, and she's eager to administer doses. She says she's registered Galbraith Family Medicine as a COVID-19 vaccination site. But as hundreds, even thousands of doses are sent every week to hospital systems, she says she hasn't received any.
There's word that there may be a clinic opening up near my office through one of the bigger health facilities, but we're already there and already set up. So I don't understand why we can't be involved. We want to be, and our patients want us to be. So we're feeling left out is the bottom line.
Dr. Scott Schiff-Slater of Halliwell Family Practice also feels excluded. His practice has about 400 patients over the age of 70, and many tell him they'd rather wait to get the vaccine from him than go to a large, unfamiliar clinic. And some patients, he says, struggle with online signups and don't have the time and energy to make countless phone calls to try to get an appointment.
The system we have in place is kind of crazy and haphazard and not really fair to at least a lot of my patients.
Schiff Slater says if he received a supply of vaccine, he could do the legwork and administer doses quickly.
We can reach our patients in hours. We can pull up on our electronic medical records, everybody over 85, and call them in first, and then everybody over 80 and have them in the next day. And we could do that very, very quickly and very safely.
The director of the state CDC, Dr. Nirav Shah, says independent practices can play a role in distributing the COVID-19 vaccine. But because Maine is receiving a limited supply, roughly 20,000 first doses every week, now is not the time.
Throughput is right now the name of the game. The higher throughput that we can achieve with our doses that are coming in, the more people that we can vaccinate week on week on week.
That means sending doses to hospital-run clinics that can burn through their weekly allocation as quickly as possible. Shaw says the state is also directing doses to federally qualified health centers because they can also administer doses quickly. But of these community-based clinics that have received the vaccine, most have been allocated no more than 100 doses a week, and some are frustrated by the state's focus on higher-volume sites.
There is this concern about equitable access to vaccines.
Colleen Elias is CEO of Community Clinical Services in Lewiston, which serves a low-income and immigrant community. Elias says Maine recently boosted its allocation to federally qualified health centers to about 1,000 doses a week. But there are 20 such health centers in Maine, and they serve a total of 23,000 patients over the age of 70. At that rate, Elias says, it will take months to vaccinate everyone in that group.
We are feeling frustrated.
Darcy Shargo is CEO of the Maine Primary Care Association, which represents community health centers. She says high-volume clinics are important, but they're not necessarily a realistic option for the patients community health centers serve. Many don't have access to transportation or face other barriers.
The primary frustration continues to be that there are going to be folks who just, for various reasons, cannot access those sites.
The Biden administration announced Tuesday that next week it will start sending doses directly to federally qualified health centers. The program will be phased in, and it's unclear how much of a boost it will be for Maine. Regardless of supply, some providers outside of hospital systems say greater participation in the rollout would quicken the pace of vaccinations, not slow them down. Dr. Catherine Galbraith is the doctor with a practice in Limerick.
The old adage, many hands make light work, is being lost here. There are many small community facilities that are perfectly capable, perfectly ready, perfectly able to give vaccines. And just because I can't give a lot of them doesn't mean that all of us put together can't be making a giant dent in the vaccine process.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.